Sacrifice can only be done of an animal on the 10th, 11th and 12th of Zilhijj. If a person on whom Qurbani was wajib and he did not carry out the Qurbani, and later on he realized that I made a mistake, there is no qaza for it. He can buy an animal and give it as a sadaqah, but there is no Qurbani. Qurbani ka waqt chala gaya. The days of Qurbani have passed. In the same way, if a person stays in Arafat for 355 days, day and evening, morning and night, he spends in Arafat for 355 days, he will not get the reward of Hajj. But if a person just goes for 60 seconds in Arafat on the day of Arafah, he will get the reward of Hajj. So Hajj can only be done in the 5 days, 8, 9, 10, 11 and 12. And if you want to expand it on the day, on the 13th of Zilhajj. If you want to do the wukuf of Mina for an extra day, it is allowed. So these are the only two ibadahs which can only be done in the month of Zilhajj. So what is the reason behind this Qurbani? Where in the world people say that there are a lot of people who are in poverty, why you waste so much money? Throughout the world, millions of animals are sacrificed. So why do you do the Qurbani? Give the money to the poor people. So giving money and carrying out sadaqah cannot replace for Qurbani. For example, if you don't do salah and you give zakah, zakah cannot replace salah. If you give zakah and you don't fast, zakah cannot replace fasting. Fasting, you have to fast. Salah, you have to carry out your salah. Zakat, you have to give out money. If a person says, I will not give zakat, but I will fast for 10 days, it cannot compensate. So this is a thought of shaitan, that why you are killing so many animals. There is a reason behind it. A reason behind it, that this life is full of Qurbani. You have to sacrifice. Full of Qurbani. It's not the animal only. A person will have to sacrifice his sleep for Fajr Salat. Where the Fajr Salat is 4:15, you would have to sacrifice the sleep. Without sacrificing the sleep, you cannot achieve the reward of Salah. And the day a human was born, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attached with him lot of tests in his life. الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ أَمَلًا. Allah wanted to test us. And for this test, you need to do Qurbani. You need to sacrifice things. And without sacrificing the things, you cannot achieve the status of Qurbani. And without doing Qurbani, you cannot achieve and you cannot be closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, he was tested. وَإِذِ ابْتَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he made the imam, قَالَ إِنِّي جَائِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, he was born in Babylon, a town in Iraq. Now the first taste started straight away when he was born. We were not tested in that manner, because Allah wanted to make him the father of the prophets. So his taste started as soon as he was born. He is born in a family where his father is constructing boots, idols, not only worshipping. He is making statues. He is selling them. He is delivering to the temple. وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ لِأَبِيهِ آزَرَ أَتَتَّخِذُ أَصْنَامًا آلِهَةً إِنِّي أَرَاكَ وَقَوْمَكَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in such a manner that he had love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So during his young age, he used to discuss with his father with respect. Ya Abati, he's saying Ya Abati, when you say, oh my father, it is full of love. He had the respect. Lima ta'abudu, ma la yasma'u, wa la yubsiru, wa la yugni anka shay'a. Why are you worshipping these idols which cannot benefit you, which cannot listen to your complaint, which cannot look at you? They're just an image. So why are you worshipping? لِمَ تَعْبُدُ مَا لَا يَسْمَعُ وَلَا يُبْصِرُ وَلَا يُغْنِي عَنْكَ شَيْئًا. يَا أَبَتِ إِنِّي قَدْ جَاءَنِي مِنَ الْعِلْمِ. I have got an ilm, a knowledge regarding the Creator. If you will follow what I say, you will embark on the right path. So this is a lesson for us. If our parents are doing something wrong, there is no problem in telling them, but with due respect. With respect. So there are so many things in our culture which is coming from the culture side, not from Islamic side. Because in those days there were no sources. Today they have sources, the youngsters, they can study Islam. So there are too many things they will find in the family which are against Islam. So it does not mean that if the family is carrying out some actions which is against Islam, the children have to keep quiet. No, they can address the issue, but with due respect. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, his father Azar. Now there is a dispute whether Azar was his father or Azar was his uncle. Leave it to the theologians, to the historians. Because an uncle is also regarded as a father. His parents passed away. Some say his parents passed away in early age. And then Azar, who was his uncle, looked after him. And he was the one who was making idols. So he said, أَتَتَّخِذُ أَصْنَامًا آلِهَةً. Oh my beloved father, you are making these idols and you believe idols as your Rabb, as your Ilah. إِنِّي أَرَاكَ وَقَوْمَكَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. Now he is giving a fatwa. And what is the fatwa? He is telling his father that you and your community, you are on the wrong path. But today if you want to tell someone, don't read Salah now, it's not time, it's a makruh time. They don't like it. They don't like it because the ego is there. You tell someone, don't make noise when you come in the masjid. They don't like it. Because they got that ego in them. They don't know the etiquettes, the adab of the masjid. When we tell someone, don't make the ablution area the wudu area and the toilet area dirty by dropping tissues on the floor. Yesterday I spotted, I had the need to go in the wuzu area. And I saw the slippers just near the wuzu area. Those slippers are for the toilet. Now if you address this issue, they don't like it. And then I saw some slippers in the toilet. So the person who walked inside, outside the toilet, and he came in the wuzu area, he came barefooted because the slippers were in the toilet. So the ego is there. And this ego was with Fir'aun. Ana Rabbukumul A'la. It was with Abu Jahl. It was with Namrud. And today also you will see so many politicians, they got the ego. It's just the ego. They don't want to listen to the right thing. So sometimes the parents have ego. Why my son is telling me? He is my son, and I was brought up in Pakistan, I was brought up in India, I was brought up in Somalia. I know better Islam than him. No, brothers, it's not like that. Islam is not for Somalia. Islam is not for Pakistan. Islam is for the entire world. Anyone in the world can have the knowledge of Islam. Even the white man can have better knowledge than me. It is a knowledge which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has distributed. And He has distributed for those who strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Man talab al-ula sahar al-layali. If you want to go at the high rank, you have to sacrifice the sleep of your night. Without studying at night, you cannot achieve any knowledge of deen. You know, I speak here for 30-40 minutes. How many hours of work is behind that? You will not imagine. 6 to 8 hours work is behind those few words which I say. Because it is deen. It is not a story. It is deen. You have to be very careful when you are narrating the deen. Because you might put the people on the wrong path, you might put the people on the right path if you say the right things. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he gave the fatwa to his father, Inni araka wa qawmaka fi dalalim mubin, O my father, with due respect, main dekhta hoon aapko aur aapki qaum ko, wa qawmaka fi dalalim mubin, open dalalat, open gumrahi. Why are you making these idols? Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when he said this to his father, it annoyed him. What did he say? La illam dantahi la arjumannaka wa hajruni maliyya. I will throw you out of this house. How dare you are talking with me like this? You are my son. You are advising me what to do? This is what happens today when our youngsters, they learn the deen, and when they have the conversation with the mom and the dad, they say, how dare you talk to me like this? Tu kya janta hai? Humne to hamare baap dadao ko aise hi dekha hai. Wo aise hi karte the. Jaise teza karna, teen din ke baad khatam padhana. Ye kahan deen se aaya hai? Which deen is it? Nobody can prove it, where it's coming from. Is satwa karna, fir das deen karna, fir chaliswa karna, fir barsi karna, kahan se aya hai? Hai, theek hai, Isa alayhi sawab is there. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked about Isa alayhi sawab, he says, yes. You can read 2 rakat namaz, you can read the Quran, you can give something in charity for the Isa alayhi sawab of your people who have passed away. There is no problem in it. Lekin ye kahan se aaya, sab jama ho kar kare, kahan se ye aaya hai? Milad karna. Eid-e-Milad, where did it come from? There is no Eid-e-Milad. There is only 2 Eid in Islam. Eid-ul-Fitr and Eid-ul-Adha. So when these youngsters are studying, they got the sources now. Everything is on the tip of the finger. You tell me any hadith, I will just press my finger and it will come here. So the sources are there now. If you don't take advantage of the sources, it's your fault. It's your fault if you don't take the advantage. So, now he said, let me go to the com. My father is not listening. So let me go to the community, talk to the community. So he started talking to the community. And the community says, Wajadna aba'ana laha abidin. We found our forefathers making ibadat of these idols. Who are you to tell us? So nobody accepted Islam. And remember one thing, Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam, he was a Muslim. Quran is saying, مَا كَانَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ يَهُودِيًّا وَلَا نَصْرَانِيًّا وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. He was not a Yahudi, he was not a Jew, he was not a Christian. He was Hanifam Muslima. He surrendered totally submission to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what Muslim means. You submit yourself totally, 100% to the will of Allah. I am ill, it is from Allah. If I get risk, it's from Allah. If I don't get risk, it's from Allah. If I am in a calamity, it's from Allah. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, his tawheed was very strong since he was young. He said to his mother, the biggest boot in the temple, he said that, his mother said, this is our Rabb. What did he say? Look at his face, look at his ears. Small boy, he's telling to his mom, that look, our nose, our face is better than the Creator. How can he be the Creator? So, he talked to the community. They did not listen. Then he thought, let me go to the king, Namrud. Let me talk to him. If he accepts it, then by his influence, the whole community will become a Muslim. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he says, he's called Ibrahim, Rabbi alladhi yuhyi wa yumit. He says, I worship a Lord who gives life and death. Namrud said, Ana uhyi wa umit. I am capable of that. I can give life and I can give death. A man was passing on the street, he told the soldier to bring him. And he got the sword and cut his head. He said, see, I gave him death. And there was another person in the jail. He told the jailer to release him. Look, he was on the death penalty. I gave the order and I let him go alive. Ana uhi wa umit. Qala Ibrahim, fa inna allaha ya'ati bis-shamsi min al-mashriq fa ati biha min al-maghrib fa buhita alladhi kafar wallahu la yahdi al-qawm al-zalimin. Ibrahim said, okay, if you can give life and death, then my Rabb, the one which I worship, he brings out the sun from the east. So now you bring the sun out from the west. No answer. فَبُحِتَ الَّذِي كَفَرْ مَبْهُوتْ هُو گَئِ كَافِرْ فَبُحِتَ الَّذِي كَفَرْ. There is no answer to it. And Allah does not give hidayat to people who are unjust. So now, Namrud was very angry. Now Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is trying his best that let me try another scheme now. Maybe somebody will accept Islam. So there was a day in which in the neighboring village there was a mela, a celebration. So all the people, idol worshippers, they used to go there in the mela. And before they left, they used to come in the temple and worship their idols. So They said, Ibrahim is a young boy. They said, come on, you also come with us. So he said, فَقَالَ إِنِّي سَكِيمٌ فَنَزَرَ نَزَرَةً فِي النُّجُومِ فَقَالَ إِنِّي سَكِيمٌ. He made an excuse, I am not feeling well. Now here, the argument among the Mufassirin is that why did he lie? He was not ill. And that is what Allah will ask him on the Day of Judgment. But he has got the answer of it. He did not lie. He was ill spiritually because people were worshipping the idols. So he was not feeling well about that. فَقَالَ إِنِّي سَكِيمٌ. He did not go. He made an excuse. People went in the Mela. He entered the temple with the axe. There is nobody in the village. And he broke all the idols. And after breaking all the idols, he left one big idol and he put the axe on the shoulder of the big idol. When the people, they returned back from the Mela, they entered the temple because they used to come to the temple, worship and they go to their homes. So when they found that all the idols are destroyed, all the gods are destroyed, مَنْ فَعَلَ هَذَا بِآلِهَتِنَا إِنَّهُ لَمِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Who has done this? Such an unjust person who has broken the gods. Some of them said, قَالُوا سَمِئِنَا فَتَنْ يَذْكُرُهُمْ يُقَالُ لَهُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. That there is a young boy, his name is Ibrahim. He always talks bad about these idols. That why are you worshipping the idols? قَالُوا فَأَتُوا بِهِ Allah a'ayunin nas. Bring him in front of the people so that he can testify whether he has done this or not. When he was brought, Namrud asked him, أَأَنْتَ فَعَلْتَ هَذَا بِآلِهَتِنَا يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ. Did you do this with our gods? قَالَ بَلْ فَعَلَهُمْ كَبِيرُهُمْ هَذَا. He pointed towards the big god. On his shoulder, the axe was there. بَلْ فَعَلَهُ هَذَا بِآلِهَتِنَا. So when you want to answer someone psychiatrically, you can give the answer in which you are indicating a da'wah as well. For example, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was going for hijrah. And at that time there was no A to Z maps. So there was a person who was Hadi. Hadi is a person, in English you call him a guide. If you want to travel from Makkah to somewhere, you would have to take a guide with you to show you the roads which are in the mountains, how to reach the destination. So the Kuffar had declared, whoever brings the head of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whoever catches Muhammad alive, the price of it will be 100 red camels. A red camel is very expensive. Like we got different type of series in the cars. So Rolls Royce is very expensive. In the same way in the camels, the red camel is the Rolls Royce. Whoever brings the head of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the reward will be 100 camels, red camels. So a kafir, he approaches the guide who is behind the Prophet and he says, who is this? So it was Abu Bakr Siddiq, the guide. Siddiq, Allah called him Siddiq because he never lied. Now it's a test for him. The kafir is asking, who is this? So he did not say he is Muhammad. What did he say? He is the guide. Hadi. And of course the Prophet was guiding towards the right path. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, O Allah, guide us towards the right path. You always say in Salah. So he gave the answer psychiatrically. That he is the guide. He did not say Muhammad. If he says Muhammad, the life of Muhammad was in danger. If he says he is not Muhammad, then his title Siddiq will be taken away. In the same way, Maulana Qasim Nanutvi Rahmatullah Ali, the granddad of my Ustad, great scholar who established the Darulum Deoband. At that time the British rule was there. And the British government, they said that whoever brings Nanutvi, this is the reward. So he was in his masjid, small masjid, he is wearing lungi and he is wearing a t-shirt, banyan jisko kehte hain. And the soldiers, they entered the masjid. And he was there. He was doing his zikr. He was standing in the corner. So they came and said, "Have you seen Maulana Qasim Nanutvi?" They're asking the person, "Have you seen Maulana Qasim Nanutvi?" And he is Maulana Qasim Nanutvi. So what he did, he moved from that corner and he went in that corner. And he kept on doing his zikr. After 2-3 minutes, he said, "Yes, I know him. He was in that corner few minutes ago." He was in that corner few minutes ago. But the British, they did not realize he is Qasim Nanutvi. This is the way he answered, because he was the man of Allah. He did not lie. He said, "Yes, there was few minutes ago he was there." The soldiers went away. So Ibrahim Ali Salatu Wasalam, he did the same thing. من فعل هذا بآلهتنا يا إبراهيم فأتوا به على أعين الناس لعلهم يسألون قالوا أنت فعلت هذا بآلهتنا يا إبراهيم قال بل فعله كبيرهم هذا this big God which you worship ask him فسألوهم إن كانوا ينتكون now he is putting them in shame if he can talk ask him. So the whole community, فَنُكِسُ عَلَىٰ رُؤُسِهِمْ لَقَدْ أَلِمْتَ مَا هَا أُولَىٰي يَنْتِكُمْ. They were in shame. Now the test begins. Namrud said, put him in the fire. So they lit the fire. And then they placed Ibrahim alayhi salam in the fire. Now Jibreel comes, "Can I help you?" Mikhail comes, "Can I bring the rain?" He says, "Is my Jalil aware of it? Jalil who created me, my Allah." They said, he said, this the angel said, "Yes." "Then leave my matter with Allah." Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he was tested and he saw his amount of iman, he did not send the angel to make the fire cool. He directly he said to the fire, "Kulna ya naru kuni bardam wa salaman ala Ibrahim." Directly. He said to the fire, "Become cool. Don't freeze him. Become cool and full of peace." So this was a miracle of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And he passed the test. Then another test comes. In the very old age, he's getting a son. And then he's asking him, I will carry inshallah the story tomorrow in the Asr Salat. I need 2-3 hours to cover the whole story. His son is given in an old age, 85 years old. Some Morikin says 87, some says 93. Whatever the age, it was above 85. He made a supplication, "Rabbi habli minas salihin. Fabashirnahu bi ghulamin halim." Those who haven't got children, they should read this dua. "Rabbi habli minas salihin." Allah can give you in the old age. Allah is the one who gives. Now there is a lesson for us. He is asking Allah to give him a son. Rabbi habli minas salihin. So lesson for us. Do not go to the peer and tell him to make a taweez for you. It is shirk. Inna shirka La zulmun azim. Do not go to a grave. Data Ganji Shakar, Mohinuddin Chisti, Khaja Ajmeri, go on the grave and then ask them directly for a son. No, don't do that. It is shirk. Don't go to the roza of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and ask a son or daughter directly from the Prophet. The Prophet cannot give you. He cannot give you. So this is a lesson. Rabbi habli minas salihin. A person is 85 years old and he is asking for a son. Fabasharnahu bighulamin halim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted his dua. Now when a dua is accepted? A dua is accepted only if you eat the halal rizq. Remember that. That is the main thing. Halal. If my duas are not accepted, I will ponder in my own self and see, am I eating halal? Okay, I'm eating halal food. I get the meat from the HMC shop. But is my money halal? Am I cheating? Am I getting the benefits wrongly? And at the same time, I'm working as well. Go to the muftis and ask whether is it halal or not. Now they say, no, they ruled India, Pakistan, the British, they ruled so we can rob them. No, you can't do that. Who told you that? Who told you? They brought the Kohinoor here, so it is halal for us. Yeah? So the basic thing in dua is, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي أَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبُ أُجِيبُ الدَّعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي إِذَا دَعَانِ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. When you make a dua, your duas are accepted. But the sharait, the conditions is that your food should be halal. Your clothing should be halal. The Prophet said, if you got a cloth on your body, a shirt, you bought it for 10 pounds. 1 pound is haram, 9 pounds are halal. Until that cloth is on your body, your salah is not accepted. If your one drop of blood is consumed with haram giza, 40 days of ibadat is not accepted. So Allah said, I will grant you a son, but not only a son, فَبَشَّرْنَاهُ بِغُلَامٍ حَلِيمٍ. The quality of that son will be, he will buddabar. Halim, bardas kar sakega, he can tolerate whatever test there will be. So Allah is telling him in advance. Allah knew that he is going to ask him to make zabah. You have to sacrifice your son. That is what Quran says, فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَ قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَزْبَهُكَ فَانْزُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. He is asking his son, I saw a dream. And in that dream, I was slaughtering you. मैं तुम्हारे तुमको जबह कर रहा था. فَانْزُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. Oh my beloved son, tell me what you have to say about it. So in advance Allah is saying, فَبَشَّرْنَاهُ بِغُلَامٍ حَلِيمٍ. That son will be of such a high quality that he will tolerate whatever the circumstances will be there. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Inshallah we will cover the Qurbani Bayan next Friday. So my brothers, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, مَوَّجَدَ سَعَةً. Whoever is able to do qurbani, falam yuzahi, and he did not do the qurbani. Fala yahzur musallana, when the people they come for the Eid namaz, he cannot come in the congregation and do the namaz. That is the waid. So those who have not still booked their qurbanis, now the question is, who should give qurbani? Just I take 1 minute, who should give qurbani? Those who are owner of things, money, gold, silver, which is equivalent to 52.5 tola of silver, they will have to give 612.38 grams of silver. They have to give qurbani. Now the mas'ala in zakat is different. The mas'ala in sadqatul fitr and qurbani is different. If you got an extra sofa in your house, which you are not using it, you have to price it. You got extra dinner sets, You have to price it. You got extra clothes in your wardrobe. You are not using it. You have to price it. Every item in your household, which is extra, which you are not using it. And alhamdulillah, in every house there is so much, so much, so much, that everybody here who is sitting is in the nisab. Everybody here who is sitting is worth of 612 grams of silver. So qurbani is wajib on each of you. And if you don't do that qurbani, the Prophet is saying, don't come for Eid namaz. That is the warning. May Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi.